This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
In the Tangible Investment Studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Be among the first 100 callers that Tangible will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000 or visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call us at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, a reminder for my board op, Chris, let me know what our friend found when he dialed that specific phone number so I can give that number out and we can have a little fun here on War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Sarah Palin, loyal running mate of John McCain, never said a bad word about John McCain, only showed love, exuded love to John McCain, has been excluded from John McCain's funeral. Isn't that a class act? It's so funny how every single thing Trump does is bad. Oh, terrible, bad. He's a mean man. He's vicious. He's divisive. John McCain was an American hero in war. I wouldn't debate with that. Some people would. I wouldn't. But in real life, everybody who knew him knew he was grumpy. He was irascible. He was revenge-minded. He was like the mafia. Once you cross John McCain, for the rest of your life, he held a vendetta against you, a la what he did to Donald Trump. And if he didn't like a Sarah Palin or he felt that it was a bad choice, that's it. He excommunicated her and won't even allow her at his funeral. And yet, John McCain's flaws are completely watered over by the liberal media who now loves him and has lionized him and canonized him and made him into a saint. It should be Mother Teresa and John McCain, fellow saints in heaven. Okay? I've said nothing but, in general, nice things about John McCain on the week of his death. Because that's the way you're supposed to do things. But don't start telling me he's a saint. Don't start canonizing him and lionizing him and making him out to be the most perfect guy since Jesus Christ. Because John McCain actually had all the same traits as Donald Trump. The very things that you don't like about Donald Trump, John McCain had every single one of them. He had a massive ego, and I'm not even going to say some of the things. I don't even want to say it. Let's just say he was in Las Vegas a lot. He was in Vegas a lot, and he was with some characters when he was in Vegas. That's all I'll say. And that never made it in the media, and nobody ever cared, and I'm sure John McCain had to pay off some women, too. That's all I could tell you. As a matter of fact, I'm sure every politician in D.C. pays off women. But you know that old joke, when I ran for vice president, actually I ran for the presidential nomination of the Libertarian Party in 2007, 2008, and I won the vice presidential nomination. But the single biggest thing that won over those crowds for me, because they all thought, a guy who's in the gambling business from Vegas running for our presidential nomination. And I sent everybody these. I told everyone at every one of the 50 state conventions and all the people I met, I always opened with a joke that thawed the ice. I said, what's the difference between Las Vegas and Washington, D.C.? In Vegas, the drunks gamble with their own money. And people thought that was so funny. Everybody hesitated for a second, and then it was like, ah, this guy's okay, man. That's funny. The drunks gamble with their own money in Vegas, meaning in Washington, all the politicians are a bunch of drunks and whores and legal prostitutes, and they gamble with our money. Okay? And everybody got it. All of a sudden they understood, maybe Vegas isn't so bad. Maybe you used to think it was weird and you used to think it was Sin City, but compared to Washington, Vegas is much better for the taxpayers than Washington. Nobody steals your money in Vegas. You willingly come here, you gamble it, you lose it, you have a great time, you go home actually in a good mood even though you lost money. But you go to Washington, they steal your money, half of what you make, and they give you back nothing for it. You don't even get a drink. You're not even drunk. You're completely sober, and you realize you've been screwed by a prostitute, and you didn't even ask for it. Except in Washington, the prostitutes screw you sitting down 3,000 miles away. That's the difference. And so, you know, I find it very interesting that, you know, all these guys in Washington use your money. They're all having affairs, every one of them, right and left, Republican and Democrat. But then when they get discovered, or when the girl blackmails them or extorts them, then they pay the girl off with your taxpayer money. Now, compare that to Donald Trump, who may have had sex with two women 10 years ago before he was ever in office. He owes you nothing, but he didn't use your money to pay them off. He paid them off with his own money. It's like the old Vegas joke. The drunks gamble with their own money. But in Washington, they don't. So now you realize why Trump's affairs are none of your business and a completely minor affair, excuse the pun, and they have nothing to do with you and me. They don't affect our lives. And he didn't use our money. He didn't even use his campaign money. He used his own money to pay them off. So it's none of your damn business. But the John McCain's of the world, you know, they may be pretty silent to the media about their affairs, but guess what? They probably paid off all the girls with your taxpayer money. So don't start telling me what a saint John McCain is now that he said Sarah Palin can't show up at my funeral. He's no saint. He's a bitter, vicious guy to the very end. And he wrote that last letter to the bitter end attacking Donald Trump and saying we should be building bridges, not walls. Well, I wonder if John McCain has a walled estate, because I know, you know, when he came home as a POW, he married a woman whose daddy was worth $500 million, who was the biggest beer distributor in the entire Arizona. That's Cindy McCain's daddy. And Cindy McCain inherited a $500 million fortune. I wonder if John McCain built bridges to the outside world and let homeless people in his estate. I wonder if illegals hung out and sat by the swimming pool of his estate. I wonder if he had walls around that estate. I know he had a second home, I think up in Flagstaff or Prescott, and it was like this beautiful 100 acres in the middle of the desert, looking over the mountains. You want to bet it was walled and gated. You want to bet there were security guards with guns all around it. These guys, you know, again, he's dead, and he's a war hero, and I saw his daughter was hysterical, you know, hanging out over daddy's casket, and all that's wonderful and beautiful, and that's fine, because, you know, I cried when my mom and dad died, and I'm sure that Megan, the daughter, feels horrible. She loved her daddy, and that's great. But, you know, it's possible that your daddy was human and he was full of crap, and his last statement that we should build bridges, not walls, makes him a total, complete fraud. Even though he died and he was a war hero, he's still a fraud for saying something like that, because he's worth hundreds of millions because he married a rich woman. And he had lots of walls and gates around him his whole life and armed guards around him. So, you know, I'm just getting sick up to my neck that the average person has to live in the streets with a bunch of illegals and a bunch of unextreme vetted Muslims brought in by Obama. And a lot of them are not so thrilled to have to do that. And you know what you call people like that? You call them racists. That's what you liberals call them. That's what establishment Republicans like John McCain call them. But the rest of them who are calling them racists don't have to live around illegals or Muslims or foreigners who don't speak English or crime, massive crime waves from those people. They get to live in castles on the hill. They get to live in beautiful mansions in the sky. They get to live in, you know, 8,000 square foot condos on the 55th floor with doormen down below, so nobody can ever get in and touch them or their precious children. Their kids go to private schools where everybody is lily white and very rich. They ride around in limos, and very often the limo driver is armed for them. He's their bodyguard. They ride around, you know, if not in a limo, they're certainly in an SUV with bodyguards all around them, a black Escalade with, you know, three bodyguards armed to the teeth. And yet they criticize you and me. We're racists if we don't want to live around people that really aren't very nice and throw garbage in the streets and are low class and just embarrass us or maybe hurt our children or threaten our children. We're racists, but you get to live in Scarsdale or Great Neck or the Upper East Side or Beverly Hills or Palo Verde or La Jolla, okay? You get to live in the best of the best, and the rest of us, we're riffraff. So at least I'm honest. I live in a beautiful house in a gated community because I don't want those people around me. And those people aren't people of color. It's anybody who means to hurt me or my children. Anybody who could threaten us. Anybody who could rob my home. Anyone who could teach my children bad values. It's got nothing to do with the color of skin. But I certainly don't like someone who's here illegally. So if you showed me a nice black person, a nice Hispanic who's in America legally and working hard, they could be my neighbor anytime. You show me a white person who's here illegally, I don't want them near me. So see, is it racism? It could be a person from Australia or Austria or Canada. If they're here illegally, I don't want them in my country, and I don't want them near me. I don't want them near my children. I don't want them near my family. And you're damn right I'm going to build a wall around my house, and you're damn right I'm going to live in a gated community so there's a wall around my community, and you're damn right I want a wall around my country. I don't care about the color of a person's skin. I care about what their intent is. I care about what their ambition in life is. If they're a bum who wants to play cards and drink beer at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're 30 years old and they're able-bodied and they want a welfare check, they don't feel like going to work. I don't want them in my country. And I certainly don't want to pay for them with my tax money. More good news in the Donald Trump economy. The Commerce Department revises second quarter growth up to 4.2%. It was originally out at 4.1. Now it turns out it's 4.2, and they're predicting 4.6 at this point for the third quarter. Donald Trump has pulled off a miracle. U.S. workers report highest job satisfaction since 2005. More jobs, fewer layoffs contribute to brighter career outlook. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that everything is now the highest in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years? You know what all of that skips over? The Obama years. Nobody was happy in the Obama years. Nobody was satisfied in the Obama years. Small business people had no optimism in the Obama years. Manufacturers had no optimism in the Obama years. Consumers had no happiness or satisfaction in the Obama years. And now we find that U.S. workers had no job satisfaction in the Obama years. They're the happiest now they've been since before Obama appeared in America. Barack Hussein Obama. What a stain upon America and the history of America and the patriotism of good Americans and capitalism. A stain upon capitalism. And history will record him as a stain. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You all know me as the champion of small business. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner, or perhaps you want to be one for the very first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance, and can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify, to see if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462. Do it today. Call 800-235-1462.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
I think all of us need to call Jackie Rosen's office right now. Everyone listening within breath of me needs to call Jackie Rosen's office and ask her why I'm still being harassed. You know, right now, seconds ago, my phone rang twice from different numbers all over the United States. Different numbers all over the United States. Let's see, the first one, let's make sure we got this right. It's hard to get it because I'm on. The first one was from Washington, D.C., and the second one is from Burlington, Vermont. And it's the same person again and again. I actually answered the Washington, D.C. call in the break just to make sure, and it was, in fact, the same guy from last night from Jackie's office. So Jackie Rosen, running for the United States Senate, has not gotten the calls to stop. So a national radio host, conservative, is being harassed by the Jackie Rosen office. So it's time for all of us to call the Jackie Rosen office, 702-423-5973, and just politely ask, why are staffers of Jackie Rosen, a U.S. Senate candidate, harassing a national radio host? And is that not a violation of criminal law? It is criminal harassment. It is certainly a violation of FTC and FCC law. 702-423-5973. That is the number that called me last night and started a campaign of harassment. I don't want anyone on our end to harass anybody. I just want you to call and ask a simple question. Why are you flooding Wayne Root's cell phone, a national conservative radio host, with harassing calls from the Jackie Rosen for United States Senate office? Why has no one stopped the calls? You've been informed of it. Wayne Root's manager called you earlier today to inform you what's happening and inform you he's going to lambaste you on national radio and TV and a column coming up on Sunday in the Vegas newspaper, and and you still haven't gotten control of an out-of-control person. He's decided to call since I mentioned this on the air. He's still dumb enough to walk right into this. So it's time, folks. Why don't you ask them why they're harassing your favorite host, Wayne Allen Root, and if you do not think this is a criminal action, and should a United States Senate candidate condone the harassment of a conservative radio host on his personal cell phone? 702-423-5973. The office of Jackie Rosen for United States Senate. All right, let's talk about the sponsor of this segment of the show. And it is Swiss Wave. You all know me as a champion of small business. You know I'm an entrepreneur. You know I'm a small business owner. And you, too, can be a small business owner. Either you are one already or you'd like to be, maybe for the first time in your life, and this is your opportunity. Here's an exciting business looking for a non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. Don't laugh. This is a serious issue that millions of men have, and they want to spend hard-earned money. And you can open one of these clinics, and when popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work. Oh, here we go. They're calling again right in the middle of my radio show. Right in the middle of my radio show. Isn't that interesting? Jackie Rosen's office staff will not stop harassing Wayne Allen Root. They're committing criminal harassment and committing crimes against FTC and FCC. And we're going to go after them. I'm telling you right now, I'm filing complaints with all of them, and I'm contacting the Vegas Metropolitan Police Department for harassment. So when popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. There's no needles, no medication, no surgery. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. If you don't understand that, that means you don't have to be a doctor. As a matter of fact, they prefer you to. They just want entrepreneurs. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. It can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. I mean, obviously, it's not a fairy tale. You got to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. But contact them today to find out if you qualify. See if your area is available, and if you qualify, call 800-235-1462. 800-235-1462. There's money to be made. Why shouldn't you be the one who makes it? 800-235-1462, or go to medicalpartnership.info. Isn't that amazing that in the middle of my radio show, they're dumb enough to continue to harass Wayne Allen Root? They don't know that, A, the police are going to be called, B, the Federal Trade Commission is going to be called, the Federal Communications Commission is going to be called, and the FCC. The FEC, the Federal Elections Commission. Wouldn't they all be happy to know that a United States Senator's campaign is using the airwaves, telephones, you know, communication devices to literally harass a national conservative talk show host and a columnist? Wouldn't that be interesting? All this at the same time as Donald Trump has turned around the American economy. GDP is now 4.2%. In the next quarter, it's expected to be 4.6%. Two quarters in a row, 4% or higher. I doubt that's happened since Ronald Reagan. U.S. workers report the highest job satisfaction since 2005. Donald Trump is the anti-Obama. And these people can't wait to go back to Obama. They want to drag us down. They want to hurt us. They want to destroy us. They want to harass us. They want to hound us. They want to commit crimes against us. Anything to bring the economy down. Wayne Allen Root, War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
War now.
You know, USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to announce that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving this fall. The tweet read in part, White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position this fall shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I have worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. Today at the White House, President Trump was asked how close we are to a trade deal with China. The president then revealed the conversation he had with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
He called me. I didn't call him.
Okay. And he was a positive call.
He was very nice. He couldn't have been nicer. We'll see what happens. I love Canada.
You can hear that.
And you know what? I love Mexico, too.
Which one is better?
Like both say.
Today is the first day of five memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain. McCain will lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix. A private ceremony was held earlier today as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We'll be right back.
WAR Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, iTarget Pro. iTarget Pro. I play around with this thing all the time. It is great stuff, man. Because even policemen are worried they're going to hit the wrong person in a very scary scenario. So what does that say for the rest of us who go shooting once a month or twice a year like I do at best? Don't risk being unprepared, undertrained, and spending the rest of your life replaying the moment. Do what I do. Practice frequently with iTarget Pro, revolutionizing home firearm training. iTarget uses your actual gun so you can become proficient with the firearm you're actually going to use in real life. Utilizing your smartphone, their proprietary app uses a laser in place of the bullet and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. You practice, you practice, you practice, and it makes you perfect. So if someone tries to hurt you, boom, good luck. Right now, save 10% with the offer code WAR when you purchase the iTarget Pro system. Save money, save time, take your skill to the next level safely and effectively. That's the letter iTargetPro.com, offer code WAR, iTargetPro.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show, iTargetPro.com. All right, we've got our guest on the line. It is Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. We've had him on before. He's a great guy. And we love Rasmussen, and I'm sure Fran knows that as a columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, 16th biggest newspaper in the United States, I am forever talking up the polls, and Rasmussen has the most accurate polls in the United States of America, the only ones that are believable. So, Fran, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you for supporting us.
Yeah, well, thank you for supporting me, because let me tell you, you give me the ammo all the time. These other polls are all BS. They're oversampling Democrats, or they're asking voters who are maybe registered, but they're not likely to vote. So they come up with a conclusion that's always 5 or 10 points anti-Trump, and it makes us look bad, and it demoralizes our people. And I'm the guy who gets everybody excited and keeps them, you know, fighting and in the ballgame, because I quote Rasmussen all the time. So you and I are like a team, Fran, whether you know it or not.
Okay.
So tell us about the daily presidential tracking poll, which still looks pretty darn good as of today, and I believe is still better than Obama was at the same time.
Right, and it looks like Trump is starting to track back up again. I mean, what we see is these minor bumps. I mean, he about a week and a half ago, he was at 50%. He's back up to 47 today after being 46. But again, you know, 1 point here or there, when you're talking about, you know, a plus two or three margin of error, it ain't much. But yes, he is tracking 2, 3, 4 points better than Obama was at this stage of his presidency.
Right. And so isn't that hilarious? Because, you know, if you sat through the Obama presidency, then you know that every minute they made it like he was God. He was the second coming of Moses, and he was the most popular man that ever lived. And they've made, you know, 92% of the news media is viciously, every news story is viciously against Trump, and they make it like he's the worst man that ever lived. He's Hitler. He's the KKK. He's the Nazis. And yet he's higher than Obama, which means the people don't listen to any of this news anymore.
Right. No, I'd say we've seen pretty effectively over the last 6, 8, 10 months that people are just more and more tuning out of the news. We did a survey in the last couple of weeks. Only 35% of people consider the news that's out there very reliable. So it's not like people have any, I mean, you know, they still tune in now and then, but they tune into the news that they want to see, and so much of this stuff that's coming out fake, like, you know, the Lanny Davis thing, which turns out, you know, it turns out they, you know, he completely elaborated and made up the Cohen story. And so, you know, there's so many of these stories now that are turning up fake that I think people just, they just don't believe it anymore.
All right, so let's talk about some other polls. So Trump's at 47%. And by the way, where was Obama on the same day? Trump's at 47. What was Obama at?
Yeah, I'd have to guess. I didn't look up the number this morning, but I'd be guessing 44, 45, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. He's like 2, 3 points ahead of Obama at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, it's important to note, everyone in the entire media calling him Hitler, and he's up over the guy that everyone was calling Jesus. That's the interesting point here. Jesus is being beaten by Hitler, okay? What's the odds of that? Or the devil's is beating God, and yet, if you ask the average liberal, Trump's completely unpopular, and nobody likes him, and he's the most globally unpopular man to ever be seated in the White House. It's all a crock of lies. All right.
Right. Well, consider also, I mean, again, remember the storylines. The Tea Party was the big opposition to Obama, remember? Okay, remember how the media demonized the Tea Party? They were all nuts, you know, kooks, violent people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas the opponents, including these Antifa characters, are all saintly as far as the media is concerned. Anybody that opposes Obama, no matter how crass they are, is you know, walks on water. So, you know, consider that those two varying storylines also.
Yeah, you said anyone who opposes Obama walks on water. I think you meant anyone who opposes Trump walks on water.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the Tea Party, the people that oppose Obama, yes, were totally demonized, totally villainous, you know, made villains. Contrast that with how they treat the people who oppose Trump.
Right. Well, we're called just derisively, we're called, just conspiracy theorists. You know, we're
deplorables. Right, racist, haters,
deplorables,
et cetera, et cetera.
Right. So the generic poll, which I've never put any great faith in anyway, because a generic poll doesn't mean anything. All that matters is do you like your congressman, not do you like all congressmen or Congress as a whole. But the generic poll shows Democrats up 46-41, and that's with you. That's with Rasmussen. If I'm going to claim Rasmussen is accurate, then I have to claim that that poll has to be right. Democrats are up by 5. But my understanding was that Democrats were up by that same 5 on the eve of the 2016 election when not only Trump won, but we had resounding victories in the House and the Senate. So therefore, being down 5 is not a big deal. Am I right?
Right. Well, I mean, again, remember, too, that basically that question asks, if you had to vote today for a member of Congress, who would you vote for, the Republican or the Democrat? Now, you know, those are voters spread all across the country. And as you know, a lot of the district, the vast majority of the districts in the House are safe districts for one party or the other. We're really talking about maybe 50 seats that are competitive. And to me, this kind of margin on the generic ballot, looking at it historically, does not suggest Democrats are going to pick up 26 seats in the House, which is what they need to do to take control.
Right. Well, but, you know, again, there are some other mitigating factors. You know, if Democrats and prosecutors who are Democrat prosecutors on their side, if they keep indicting sitting Republicans before the election, I guess we will lose the House, right? I mean, that seems to be the new strategy.
I'd be very surprised. I mean, historically, you know, Wayne, the party in power loses seats. It wouldn't surprise me if the Republicans lost some seats. But this blue wave, yeah, that I see in some of the other pollsters. Look, these are the same guys that completely missed the Trump victory, and they haven't changed a thing.
So,
their storyline is the same.
No, I think we're probably going to lose seats, especially being that they indicted two sitting Republican senators and things like that. So there's a chance we're going to lose some seats, but I don't think...
I don't think there's any question the Republicans will lose some seats, but the idea that they're going to lose 26 is just craziness.
Right, I agree. Here's the big one for me that I want to go over. 72% of voters say illegal immigration is a big concern. Now, it all depends on who's doing the polling. It all depends on how they ask the question. This one always seems to be all over the place. When you hear other polls that oversample Democrats, sometimes they say that the majority of people want some sort of an amnesty for illegals. And yet when I see Rasmussen, it's always pretty overwhelmingly anti-illegal immigration. So tell me why you think there's this disparity in polling.
Well, again, I think a lot of it has to do with the question. I mean, you have to look at the wording of questions. As I've said in numerous interviews over the last couple of years, if President Trump came out today and announced that he was going to give everybody in America $50,000 tax-free, 80% of Democrats would be opposed to it because it's got his name attached to it. So, you know, again, I encourage your listeners, look at how they word, other people word the questions. In every single one of our polls, in the very second paragraph, there's a link you click to, and you can see the exact wording of the questions we asked. In nearly every other poll that I'm aware of, you have to search high and low to find the wording of the questions, which I always find very interesting. But if you put in a question, President Trump has proposed blah, 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 do you favor or oppose, you're going to get a big number of voters, especially a lot of Democrats, who say no matter what it is because President Trump proposed it. So that's why when we word these things, we say a proposal has been made or Congress is considering a proposal that would blah, blah, blah. So we never load it up. We don't say Democrats have made a proposal because, again, that'll load it up the other way. So a lot of it has to do with wording.
Right. Agreed. Agreed. As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say, if you were to do a poll, I think this would be a great thing to do. Everything that Trump ever proposes or every executive action he ever takes, I would go and ask all the Democrats and tell them, this is Nancy Pelosi's bill, this is Chuck Schumer's bill, this is Alexandria Ocasio's bill, Ocasio-Cortez's bill, and this is Obama's bill, even though he's not there anymore. Most people wouldn't even know he's not there anymore. Most Democrats would think it's really his bill. And then say, how do you stand on it? And if you ask Democrats, they'd all love it. And then afterwards, you reveal it was Trump's bill, and they'd say, what? Oh, well, then I don't support it. That would
then
be
I
nice.
Hate it, right. No, you're right. That's very true. We asked about socialism about 6 weeks ago, and it was fascinating. And we gave them a real generic question. I went right to the dictionary for the question on which of these terms is closer to the definition of socialism? And I gave them, I can't remember off the top of my head one of them, but one of them was like, you know, a free market system. And the other was government control of the economy or something like that. And it was amazing how many Democrats had the wrong answer for what socialism is. But they had a lot more favorable opinion of socialism than Republicans and independent voters.
Well, I'm sure they,
so they didn't know what it was, but they sure as heck liked it.
Now, I'll bet they had a lot more negative opinion of, or I should say positive opinion about socialism than capitalism, right? They're pro-socialism versus capitalism, Democrats are.
Yeah, but don't guarantee that they know exactly what socialism is.
Well, I don't guarantee they know anything. Most Democrats I speak to can't tell you why they believe in Black Lives Matter. They have no idea why they believe in anything. Fran Coombs from Rasmussen Reports, the managing editor. It's RasmussenReports.com, and trust me when I tell you, it's my go-to poll. It's the only one I trust in the United States of America, RasmussenReports.com. Thank you, Fran.
Always a pleasure, Wayne.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Rouge, War Now, USA Radio. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Rouge. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details. We'll be right back.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And they are a great option if you're a person who takes good care of yourself. I believe in it. Liberty HealthShare isn't for you if you're one of those people that wants cheap Obamacare and is sick constantly all the time and needs, you know, thousands of dollars a year worth of medical care. Then probably Liberty HealthShare isn't for you. It's for people that take good care of themselves. They're healthy. They don't smoke. They don't drink. They're Christians. They pray every day. That's literally an important part of this. And therefore, they're healthier than the general population. And therefore, you're willing to pay a super cheap fee for their brand of Liberty HealthShare, which is not health insurance per se. It's health sharing. And when there are small bills, you have to pay for it yourself. Nobody expects the government to pay for everything or the insurance company, Big Daddy, to pay for everything. Do you expect the government to pay for your or the insurance company to pay every time you get a flat tire? Because I had a flat tire a few months ago. I paid myself not only to fix the flat, but then when it went back flat again, I had to buy a new tire. It's $400. I had to pay for it. You don't get the insurance company to pay for that. And when I go get my oil changed, do you think the insurance company's going to pay or the government's going to pay? You pay. All insurance is for with a car is if something really bad happens. And there's an accident, your car is totaled. You need insurance for that. But you don't expect it for everything, so why do you expect health insurance to pay for everything? If you do, it's going to be sky high. It's going to be through the roof. So Liberty HealthShare charges you a cheap as dirt payment, and then some of the small bills are up to you. And I love it. I saved $18,000 last year, and I'll save $18,000 this year, so I'll save $36,000 over a two-year period. What, does anybody not need an extra $36,000? What a pleasure that is. So I had to pay a few little bills myself. I don't even bother telling them about little bills. If I go to see the doctor for a checkup, I just pay for it. What do I care? I saved $18,000, so I'm going to complain about spending $40,000? Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY. I think it's a great way to go. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, traditional health insurance, it's gone. It's done. It's finished. Nobody can afford it anymore. It's useless. Yeah, it pays for every little thing it doesn't pay for, you should just pay for yourself, and then you should pay for all the big stuff. That's what Liberty HealthShare does. 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. So I mentioned to you, U.S. workers report the highest job satisfaction since 2005. Thank you, President Trump. How about an aluminum mill brings back 550 jobs to a Kentucky town crippled by free trade? You know, that free trade is the biggest lie in the history of mankind. Free trade. There's no free trade. I wish there was free trade. I love free trade. But there isn't free trade. Free trade up till now means Mexico wins, Canada wins, China wins, Europe wins, and the United States gets screwed. And all of us lose our jobs. Brady Industries is opening a new aluminum mill in the northeast Kentucky region after President Trump implemented a 10% tariff on imported aluminum to protect American industries and jobs. The aluminum mill, known as Brady Atlas, will employ about 550 workers and is set for its first production in just a couple of years, where it will be the world's lowest cost aluminum plant. Already, Brady Atlas executives say their first 7 years of aluminum production are sold out. Likewise, the Ashland Aluminum Mill will be the world's most technologically advanced plant in the world. We'll have a production line that stretches 104 inches long. This will make it the widest aluminum mill in all of North America. The new aluminum mill is a fresh start and much needed for the small community of Ashland. In 2016, President Obama's administration, AK Steel, laid off 633 American steelworkers who were forced to claim unemployment. Since free trade deals, free trade, yeah, like NAFTA, were implemented, and China entered the World Trade Organization, more than 44,000 U.S. jobs have been eliminated or outsourced in just the state of Kentucky. More than 65,000 jobs in Kentucky have been certified by the federal government as being lost from outsourcing or from foreign imports due to free trade. Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, as well as other foreign-made products, have delivered more than 11,000 new U.S. jobs in 6 months. There are 20 times as many American jobs that have been created in the last 6 months thanks to the tariffs on imported foreign goods than jobs that have been lost. How's that for good news? How's that for Donald Trump to the rescue? Exactly what can liberals say? And the answer is, they can, like the campaign workers for Jackie Rosen, they don't have to say anything. They can stick their fingers in their ear and go, nah, 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 I'm not listening. I don't want to hear a thing like a two-year-old. And then they could pick up the phone and harass Wayne Root because I tell the truth. I have quite a few emails here that say they tried Jackie Rosen's office, and they're very rude on the phone there, and they're very unhappy that we're calling their phones. Maybe someone should tell them that then they better stop calling Wayne Root's personal cell phone. It's a big mistake to call a national radio host's personal cell phone, because I print ink by the barrelful, and you guys got a big problem, Jackie Rosen. Very big problem. I'll stay on this till the day of the election. For the next 3 months, I'll give out your campaign phone number, because you have harassed me, and so I want my listeners not to harass you. Be nice. Only be nice. But make sure they know the campaign of harassment against Wayne Root has got to end now, today. 702-423-5973. 702-423-5973. That's the Jackie Rosen U.S. Senate campaign office. Let them know they've chosen the wrong person to harass, that Wayne Root has millions of followers, and if they want their phones to work, they better stop harassing Wayne Root. Simple as that. Because otherwise, we'll just keep calling them and saying, stop harassing Wayne Root. That's all you got to say to them. Stop harassing Wayne Root. When we come back, it's time for Newsmax TV. And as you know, there's no longer a break. We go straight to Newsmax TV, channel 349 DirecTV, channel 216 Dish. And you can also watch live streamed at YouTube.com. We'll be right back.
Any product advertised on the previous program, which requires an investment, is subject to all local state.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for
relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.